Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
We are broadcasting live from the Budweiser Brickhouse Tavern in Wrigleyville. Good to see a filling house. It's pretty close to a packed house here right now as we're here for the Cubs on Deck show today. It is all for our Cubs on Deck luncheon that we are here, powered by Verizon, the most reliable 5G in Chicago. Visit your local Verizon store today. Great to have a bunch of the Verizon people here today. I see Teresa sitting over there. What's going on, Teresa? Thanks for coming. We appreciate you guys. It is the Rahimi, Harris, and Grody Show with Matt Spiegel. He's here today as well.
I'll turn my mic on. An hour in now, the resets are just flowing easily out of Mark Grody. He's got it all wrapped in.
It just took a moment for us to remember where we are, who we are, what we're doing.
How we're here, what we're doing. And by the way, outstanding Cubs shirt on you with the Cubs for a Cure
from
the first one, Radiothon.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But Marshall's Cubs shirt is elite.
Well, Hawk.
It's Andre Dawson, but like in with kind of the tinted view sort of an American flag of sorts in the back.
That's when he was only making $1 million from the Cubs.
Blank check.
Yeah, blank check.
That's how much you wanted to be here. Blank contract.
Hey, look, the reason I was so excited when Andre Dawson came to the Cubs is because when Andre Dawson, when he played for the Montreal Expos. We all remember the Montreal Expos. When he played for the Montreal Expos, he used to destroy Wrigley Field like he was Mike Schmidt. So that was the number one reason I was happy when he came. And then I obsessed over him being a Cub after his first 2 weeks, which was a slump. He slumped right when he came to the Cubs.
And don't forget, Montreal tore him up, those knees anyway, but he's still out here getting it done.
It did, but he still had the strong arm, and he can move out there in right field. Anyway, I've been told that that Patrick Manley has been waiting on hold speak to us. Patrick, I'm sorry that we didn't get to you right away. We know that's in your contract. We got to get right to you. So how are you? Thanks for being part of our broadcast here at the Brick House.
I'm doing great. I forgot I used to have the Andre Dawson Montreal Expos baseball card. That's a good throwback right there. Yeah. Oh, man. Baseball cards and all those guys. Those were my guys back then.
Still have them
underneath the bed somewhere.
Oh, man. There you go. Patrick has strong baseball ties within the family, but that is for another time. Dude, how good did that feel just to bask in that on Sunday? And I'm still trying to bask in it without, like, extrapolating to the big picture, but just seeing them show up and play like that against a bad defense, sure, but at home and like get cheers instead of boos. It's just, how much fun did you have watching that?
It was cleansing. It was very cleansing. Mark, the Lexapro worked, and I think the Bears with the Lexapro. Actually, what the Lexapro was Matt Eberflus in that defense. So I appreciate that. So it did work. I am feeling better, but here's the deal. The post-game press conference, Ben Johnson said it, right? We're still 1-2. We got a lot of work to do. So the former player in me, you know, you enjoy that win, right? That Sunday was great. It was fun to watch. Fourth quarter, you got a backup coming in. Game's over. But, again, the reality is they're 1-2. They have not looked good for the first 2 weeks. They beat a bad defense. But it does, Matt. It feels a lot better. It was just a much more enjoyable Sunday. finally, me, Olin, and Mully had a nice little post game where we could joke around and not rip on guys and be so negative. We had the good vibes, babe, going. So I do feel a little bit better. But again, we're only 1-2. But Matt, I heard you earlier. You always think about the positive. Hey, 2-2 can be right around the corner going into a bye.
Patrick, the thing for me is looking at this game, and we all talk about how bad Dallas's defense is. I know C.D. Lamb went down, but their offense was not bad. And it seemed like Dennis Allen finally caught up to scheming something that he could do with the actual players he had as opposed to the players he wishes he had.
Yeah, he confused Dak, and we talked to Brian Broadhouse, I forgot his name, I'm sorry, our guest on the pregame show, and he mentioned that if you show all that kind of simulated pressure up front, he gets a little confused, and he did. You know, all those checkdowns to Ferguson with, 13 catches. So he definitely got to him. But the biggest thing I saw, guys, going back and watching the All-22, was the effort. The effort and the details. Everybody got to the ball. There was one play, just a little swing pass. I think it was to Miles Sanders, where the leverage was perfect. You know, they bottled him in with the corner and the safety, tackled him for like a 4 or 5 yard gain. And then everybody's rallying to the ball. And that's what you want to see. You want to see, you know, two guys working in tandem, doing their proper thing, and then everybody rallying to the ball. But I thought the defensive effort was top notch. I thought they really picked it up. And I think they were embarrassed by that 52 points the week before, and they came out and showed it.
That's pretty cool that you could see that effort on the All-22. And it's funny, when I think back, there was one play where Jarrett and Sweat almost got to Dak. There's another play where Dexter hits Dak and affects him a little bit. He still makes the throw, and that play ends with Kevin Byard making a textbook awesome hit on the sideline. Like, there was just a lot of physical play where it looked like they were engaged in that way. I wonder, Pat, if the reduced snap counts for Montez Sweat brought out more effort. And I don't know if that's psychological or if that's just physical, but he was at 58% of the snap count, by far his lowest of the three games so far.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that. I didn't actually even notice that watching it. I think the biggest thing, though, was them having the lead, knowing they can get after the quarterback in the third and fourth quarter. You're just knowing it's going to be a pass. It kind of changes your mindset. They looked a little more aggressive. But just overall, just the effort was much better. And they were close, Speaks, very close on a lot of things. So that tells you they're winning. They're winning up front. Now they just have to finish, and hopefully they get there.
So, yeah, Marshall, because, like, Odengbo's snap count was down. Montez's snap count was down. But to Patrick's point, it might have just been situational. Daniel Hardy got in and played 13 snaps. Stuff like that. A
couple penalties.
Yeah.
Daniel Hardy on that.
Yeah, two penalties in one play. Sorry about that.
Stay on special teams, Daniel. You're very good at special teams, man. Stay covering kicks, man. You're excellent at that.
That's Austin Booker's spot, supposedly,
yes,
right?
Yes, that's true. Yeah, that is very much so.
We'd be seeing that guy on the rotation.
Yeah. Patrick, when you talk about being encouraged about this team but trying to keep that encouragement and kind of, I guess, the flashing yellow, if you will, if you're running down the road.
Yes.
What is it that you're going to be looking for this week that you want backed up from last week?
We'll start with the quarterback. Do it again. I think you guys talked about it before. Do it again. Show me again. Like I said, this is start 20. We're supposed to win games because of you, and I thought they did. And I thought he played a lot better football, and he looked like an NFL quarterback there, directing traffic with the snap count. Ben Johnson talked about it, you know, just calling the play in the huddle, getting out of the play on time, letting guys, you know, work their motion, identifying defense. I thought that was great, but I just want to see it again. I want the O-line to get a little bit better up front. They left a little – they didn't get sacks, but they're still leaving a little bit of pressure up front with leakage on twist, especially on the right side. But that's what I want to see. I just want to see them do it again. You know, they got a good test this week against Max Crosby coming off the edge to see what they can do for him. But – you know, it's a 1-2 team they're facing at the Raiders out there. Hopefully the Bears fans show up. Hopefully it's kind of a home game for them out there. But I think they can improve, and I think we saw a jump, but I just want to see them do it against a better defense and continue doing it.
Yeah, it ought to be loud with Bears fans in Vegas on Sunday. I mean, that's typically the way it is anyway, but we know how well the Bears travel. We are talking to the great Patrick Manley of The Score, formerly of The Bears. as we are live. Yes, thank you. At the Budweiser Brick House Tavern, Raheemy Harrison Grody with Matt Spiegel today. Layla will be on the afternoon show today with Lawrence Holmes, so you get to hear them just a little bit later on. All right, Patrick, first of all, a couple business items before I ask you a real question here.
Well, yes, I owe you $8.50.
wait, what's the $8.50 for?
Are you going to go there?
Yes, I was going to go there. Explain to the people why you owe me $8.50 and why it's not in my pocket right now.
Well, I need your Venmo, and we can't do that over the air, right?
I'll get you.
I'll send it to you. I'll get it from Ray. I'll get your Venmo and send it to you next second.
Ray, no, what it was is write that down.
Yeah. We were talking about, we were talking about Colson Loveland. Is he going to see some catches? Ben Johnson talked about it all week. Is the tight end going to see the ball more? And I looked on one of the sports betting apps. I think is over under for yards per catch or yards total was 16.5 yards. So I bet the over. I put a whopping $10 on that and won $8.50. But Mark Grody talked me into doing that. So I said, Mark, if I win, you win $8.50. So I will Venmo you $8.50.
It's beautiful. I love the synergy. I love what just happened. The only other thing here, too, is make sure you finish the prescription of the Lexapro. Like, it's dangerous if you don't. So I know things feel better. Make sure you finish the prescription. And then how about it? How about the Bears using Colston Loveland right away? I know it was an errant pass. The first pass, I think, was overthrown to him, but he did make another big play in the game. I guess we kind of knew it, that we would start to see some tight end interaction in these games.
Yeah, it was good to see. It's unfortunate he missed that throw. It was a tough throw. That corner route was a tough throw for Caleb to make, but that's one you hope he would make. He missed one later in the game as well. And again, those are hopefully throws he can make later on. But what I do now is I think everybody's going to do it, right? They're going to compare him to Tyler Warren from Indianapolis.
Sure.
Tyler Warren's tearing it up right now. So
fair.
I want to see more of that. I want to see more of that production. But it is good to see, and I want to see how special he is. But most importantly, hopefully he's not hurt too bad with that hip. I guess it might be a hip pointer or something. It looked like he got hit pretty good on that one crossing route, but I would like to see him back out there.
Just real quick, yeah, it sounds like it's not going to be a serious injury, and I did see him in the locker room kind of joking around with Cole Kmet, so I felt good then. I feel good now. It doesn't mean that he's not going to miss a game, but it doesn't appear to be serious.
Now, I like that you brought that up, because I had Colston Loveland, as you know, on all my parlays.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, this guy. Marshall's out of control.
It messed up my whole day.
Hey, Patrick, Marshall, listen. I had a parlay with Rome having over 63.5 yards with that. He had 62 yards. Come on, you can't get another yard and a half. I put a little bit more money on that one than $10.
That is painful. I wouldn't have done the Rome thing. I knew he was going to target Colston Loveland. I was like, this is easy money. Of course, Colston gets hurt. But I want to ask you about the sharing of the rock, because we saw Luther Burden III get involved with the flea flicker and another big play to get a first down later in that game. We wondered, after those first two draft picks were made, how was Ben Johnson going to scheme this up? I think we got a fairly accurate representation of what he's going to try to do. Do you like the way all those different players were used?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
I do, and I think it's going to be game to game. I really do. I think it's going to be matchups, and I think that's the strength of Ben Johnson and why he was so great in Detroit and why he got hired. I mean, that's what the other reason why all these GMs and coaches rank him as one of the best play callers in the NFL, that he knows how to use these chess pieces. So I think there are going to be weeks where DJ is going to be upset. Rome might be upset. Hopefully Luther's upset that, you know, they're going to get their catches throughout the year, but I think it's just going to depend on the week and what the matchups are, and I do like to see that. I did like to see Luther Burton, game three, right? They gave him the rock on a couple end of rounds. He's a special talent. He looks special with the ball in his hand. So I think each week we're going to see different guys with different numbers and better numbers. I just hope some egos don't get in the way. As long as you're winning, then your egos don't get in the way. So stack those W's, and then the stats really don't matter at the end of the day. Or at the end of the day on Sunday, they'll matter at the end of the year for each guy. But let's see how it goes, and I'm excited to see Ben Johnson use these guys.
Pat, I was kind of checking out the snap counts on both sides just to see what was happening. And Luther Burden got used the most in terms of percentage that he has in all three games. Kyle Manunga, actually a little bit less. You know why? Because DJ Moore is a genuine rotational running back. I mean, it's crazy. Like, he was used twice in two different stints on that 19-play drive. But you know what I noticed is happening, Pat? And you can speak to what kind of advantage this gives you. They moved DJ from wide out to running back and back and forth during that drive. He never left the field during that drive. So that means
torture.
That means you can stay in your same personnel and move quick and mess with the defense like that, right?
Very much so. And that's a great thing that Ben Johnson's been doing. And DJ's a decent running back. I'd rather have another number two running back, but I see what he's doing. That's a great call about keeping the personnel and being able to switch guys around. But here's another thing. They put CeeDee Lamb in at running back for the Cowboys, and he sprains his ankle. I'm going to knock on wood. Hopefully that doesn't happen, but I do like to see it. I think we're just going to see a whole lot more of Ben Johnson and what he can do with these guys and move these pieces around. I mean, it's only been 3 weeks, and we're seeing so much movement, right? We're seeing guys in different positions, and we're seeing flea flickers. We're seeing them run a wildcat flea flicker. We're seeing everything with these guys. So I think the more confidence he gets in these guys, the more we're going to see and the more fun it's going to be for us as Bears fans.
That's Patrick Manley. We are broadcasting live from the Budweiser Brick House Tavern, Rahimi Harris and Grody Show with Matt Spiegel sitting in today. Layla will be on in the afternoon with Lawrence today.
And Patrick, I wanted to ask you, because you guys talked about at the beginning of this segment, the fact that this game feels like kind of you're building up to something, because with the Raiders, yes, it is a road game, but is it really a road game? Because
I think
there will be more Bears fans in the building than there will be Raiders fans. I think this is a great step up, but not quite step all the way into trying to win on the road.
Yeah, and it was always fun to do that, because I think when the schedule comes out in April, Bears fans were looking at where to travel, right? Probably looking in November, December, warm weather places to go. But then I remember we played Dallas when that stadium first opened that first year, and it was full of Bears fans. And it was great to hear the Let's Go Bears chant in front of Jerry Jones. I know we just played the Cowboys, but to bring that back up, I think it's going to be that same way in Vegas. I know some friends and have some friends and have already booked that flight out there and excited to be out there for the game. So I think it hurts the Raiders for playing there, but it'd be a lot of fun if you're a Raiders player to play there, but it helps the Bears team and the Bears fans for being out there. So I'm looking forward to seeing what they can do.
You like a week five bye in a 17-game season, Pat?
Yes, I do. I do right now with where the Bears are injured. Yes. Normally, no. But if you can get T.J. Edwards back and Kyle Gordon back, yes. If you can sit them for one more week, and then that's, what, basically 3 more weeks before the next game, I got no problem with it. But when I saw that originally of the schedule, I would say no. That's when you want it week, you know, 8 or 10 or later on. But with the way the Bears are banged up right now, I'm okay for that. And I guarantee you Dennis Allen is okay with it as well.
By the way, with the fans that we're expecting, Bears fans, obviously, to be in Las Vegas. The last time when I was doing sidelines and I traveled to Las Vegas on Southwest, I believe it was, and I was not on the charter or anything like that, just on a regular plane, and it was 100% Bears fans on there, and everybody drinking, and they ran out of Bloody Mary mix, and the place was up for grabs.
You were upset, weren't you, Mark?
You got to know. You got to know.
The vibe was off at that point.
Oh, it was so – no, no.
They can't have that.
They just kicked it up a notch. The tequila came out after that. But it was fun-loving drunk. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It was like a fun trip, destination to see the Raiders and Bears in Las Vegas.
I think that's what it's going to be.
Hey, Speegs, I got a question for you. I know you guys were talking about this earlier about Caleb Williams, is this his best game he played? Was it Jacksonville last year, this game? Your old partner, Danny Parkins, today would he be throwing a quarterback party?
I mean,
or yesterday would he be throwing a quarterback party? Yeah,
I think he is. I think he's all he's done is taken the same shtick to television. I don't know if you noticed. I literally just moments ago saw a tweet like, "Is Danny vindicated by Caleb's big game?"
Wow,
you know,
one game,
right? Well, you know, that's the opinionist business. Yeah. Well, and he'll be on with you guys. When is he on? Wednesdays?
Yeah, at 1 o'clock.
I was just gonna. Oh, yeah. tomorrow, 1 o'clock.
So you can ask him directly. Pat, I got a question for you.
Okay, let's go. Pat, great having you here with us, by the way.
Bounce back special teams effort by Richard Hightower. Leah, I saw Cairo getting credited for a lot of good kickoffs. They're trying to put it where? Explain the thought process for the kickoffs. They're trying to put it short but in play, right? Not necessarily into the end zone.
Yes, you're trying to do that. You can tackle them a little bit shorter, and you get the better field position. But overall, they played better. And I'll go with this because of Kevontae Turpin, their returner. You know, that's a guy that scares everybody across the NFL, and they did a nice job. And the very first punt, I don't know if you guys noticed it. Most people don't. I have a special teams problem. But they ran that kind of half rollout rugby kick, and they did an unbalanced line. And what that does is it makes everybody stand up on the defense or on the punt return team. So it kind of gives you a free coverage, right? So they're not going to be rushing or holding up because they don't know who to hold up then, because you're changing kind of the numbers and the points and all that stuff. So kudos to Richard Hightower coming up with that, kind of getting a free kickoff with good coverage on that. But overall, they had a much better game. And you're working the kickoff differently. You're trying to hit different kicks just to get that ball so they're not getting it at the 35-yard line. And Cairo had a really nice game doing that.
Yeah, I did notice the rugby one. And then later on, Torrey had his best punt of the year where he downed it on the five-yard line.
That was excellent.
I'm still looking for the value, man. I'm trying to figure it out. Trying to figure out fourth-round value on a punter.
He's had a rough year so far. He's had a really rough year, and I'm kind of shocked. I thought he would take a better step, but that was a much better game for him.
Thanks, man. Send me my money. I need my
money,
man.
All right.
Appreciate you.
I need
you,
your Venmo. I'll send you $8.51 to enter.
With my money, man.
Yeah.
Reminder,
Patrick Manley, everybody.
Thank you, Pat.
See you guys.
Longest tenured Bear.
He's the best.
A reminder, we are broadcasting live from Budweiser Brickhouse Tavern here in Wrigleyville. Got lots of live people here. We're going to be joined by Nico Horner right here.
I don't see any dead people. Like, not even one.
It's
dead.
All for our Cubs on Deck luncheon here, powered by Verizon, the most reliable 5G in Chicago. Visit your local Verizon store today.
I will say the day is young. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
And middays. Woo,
and depending on the Kyle Tucker news, some people might just drop in. Yeah.
Well, like Marshall said, Nico Horner is going to be here at noon for the full hour. We are going to have Jed Hoyer here at 1:25. So hopefully we'll get some of these questions answered that Cubs fans are here for and want to know about. Coming up next, our guy, Matt Spiegel, part of the Raheem Harrison Grody show today with Layla doing the afternoon show. Matt Spiegel has had a thing this year.
A movement.
His desire to keep Kyle Tucker here now.
Hashtag Operation Woo King Tuck. It's an awkward hashtag. It never really caught on.
But he wants him here for a long time. We will update.
Do I?
Operation Woo King Tuck?
Operation
Woo King Tuck.
Rhodey, spit it out. Hashtag Operation Woo King Tuck.
Guagi. It's just everything's so easy. How do you spell it? Common spelling.
Well, the Cubs Guagi. Kyle Tucker.
Will they go up and get him?
Yeah, I don't know. That's a lot of money.
It's the Budweiser Brickhouse Tavern. It's The Score. It is Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help,
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.